You see, your tax dollars feed into the government, which in turn mandates the CBC, which in turn provides funding, both whole or in part, to shows such as ours. So, like a cupful of water poured into an ocean, the atomic particles of your tax dollars mix with the whole and wind up providing for the budget of the show, for the budget of that sketch, and for this piece I'm doing now, which we call...
Good find there, Drew, because that about sums it up. Screw you, taxpayer. That's what they're saying. And you know what? I was prepared to extend the benefit of the doubt to the CBC on a number of matters until this afternoon. I've listened for years to those who said the CBC was fat, that it was overlayered, arrogant, and lacking in accountability for the $1 billion per year in taxpayers' money that they get. My answer, which frankly often angered some of my conservative friends, was to say, well, they are a national broadcaster, which is a bigger challenge. There's no question about that. To be a national network, a radio and television, and have to serve the whole country is challenging. They are heavily unionized, which does lead to more people there than we would have here doing the same thing. So that adds to their challenge. And they do have to put on a wider variety of programming, from arts to sports to current affairs and so on, to try and satisfy everybody out there that they serve. We just do News Talk, for example, and that's simple. It's not cheap, but it's simple. So I would defend the CBC, as I think a lot of the journalism they do is first class. I think a lot of the programs they have on radio and television are first class and serve the country well in terms of discussing things Canadian. But my days defending the CBC, they are coming to a close. Not on the basis of their existence as a national broadcaster. I think in a country this size and this complicated, we need one. My support is evaporating, not on the basis of their bias, which they do have. I mean, let's be candid about this. I mean, they have a bias, and it isn't a conservative bias. But, you know, I don't even care much about that because there are so many other media outlets, whether it's this one or the, you know, 25 other radio stations in Toronto or the 15 TV stations and on it goes, newspapers, magazines. There are so many other media outlets that are privately owned, which ensure a diversity of opinions, including, of course, Sun TV to come, which itself is being founded on the basis of adding to that diversity of opinion. No, I'll tell you what is losing me as a supporter isn't the money or the bias. It is the incredible arrogance they are displaying to the public who pay their bills about access to information as to how that $1 billion is spent. And you know what? It just goes from bad to worst. Bad to worst, that is. Not bad to worst. We haven't probably seen the worst. I don't know what that could be. First, they trump up reasons as to why they just can't disclose things like absenteeism reports for their employees. And we're not asking to know, you know, was Mr. Smith or was Sally away on Monday or Wednesday? We're just wanting to know the top line numbers. What percentage of their employees missed how many days every week all year long, just like is published for lots of other public and private sector corporations for that matter. Expense accounts. They're stonewalling on that. Expense accounts for their senior people. Details of legal settlements arising from on-the-job harassment claims. We don't need to know the names of the people involved. We do need to know how much did they fork out? How many harassment claims were there? This is taxpayers' money. All of those settlements were funded with our money. I'm sorry. If it's paid for with public money and you are the public broadcaster, you can't have it both ways. You can't have people like me saying, look, we need to have a public broadcaster. We should be funding it. Whether $1 billion is the right number or not, I don't know. But any amount of money at all, if you're going to take that money, then we, the public, have every right to see those reports. And we, the media, as well, on behalf of the public. And I said, we're not asking to see the names of who's absent. We're not asking to see the names of those involved in the harassment claims. But we absolutely, positively have the right to see the details of those claims which were satisfied with your money and the names, and by the way, with names when it comes to the expense accounts, because those are people who submit their expense accounts. You can be darn sure they've got the checks paying them back for whatever they spent the money on. That happened in, you know, just like that, lickety-split. Well, we now want to see what those details were. I ask the one simple question about this whole give us the finger and hope we go away episode. What is it they're trying to hide? What are they trying to hide? If the answer is nothing, then just release the information.